Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport /fly healthy.
Let's begin with Matt Damon this morning.
Yeah. I don't know if you've ever noticed it. Matt Damon, have you ever tried to look him up on social media? Well, if you have, you wouldn't have been able to find him because he doesn't play. He said, "I just never saw the point, and I feel better and better about that decision as time goes on. I understand wanting to be connected to everybody on Facebook, but my life is so full." He said, "I'm connected to everybody I need to be connected to." He said, "And then Twitter, I just reflexively didn't believe that my first knee-jerk response to something was necessarily something that should go all over the world."
Yeah.
Smart.
Probably
smart.
Good idea.
But he does have a private Instagram account that he uses to keep up with friends and family. And I'm guessing there are probably a lot of celebrities, you know, that do that. He said, "I have 76 followers and I've done 40 posts since 2013. Well, the internet have already, somebody's found him. They've successfully found his sacred account.
Well, that didn't take long.
An account with the username, "Oh Damn Matt," fits the follower and post count.
Oh.
And it's followed by Chris Hemsworth and Pedro Pascal.
Perfect.
So it seems legit that it's that one. Oh Damn Matt is the...
Can he get on? Is it private, Fritchie?
I don't know. I'll look it up.
See. Yeah.
You
know, it's so crazy, though. Why would he talk about it? Because he knows that people are going to be able to find it. Like, I blame him for that.
Well, he probably thought he had, like, a obscure name or something that no one would figure out.
It has Matt in the name.
Yeah, I know.
Hold on, I'm going to look it up.
It's funny.
How do you spell it? O.
Damn. D-A-M-N.
Just O, no okay. H, okay. Right?
Yeah, just O. Yep.
O-D-A-M-N. Yeah, feel free to hop Matt. On, everybody.
Maybe he's trying to break who had the fastest record last time.
Oh,
was it Jennifer
wasn't
Aniston?
Wasn't it Jennifer Aniston, wasn't it?
This is just his creative way of breaking her record.
Let's go visit Matt Damon. All right, while you're doing that, Anya Taylor-Joy, who is a very big deal, very popular actress, very successful already, thanks to The Queen's Gambit, which was huge on Netflix. But, it looks private.
I can't do anything. There's no profile pic. There's nothing.
Okay.
Nothing. It does have 40 posts and 76 followers. So.
There you go. Mm. Did you put a request in?
I'll hit follow and
you
see what happens.
You just never know. Anyway, Anya Taylor-Joy, the star of The Queen's Gambit, has some great friends who make sure that she doesn't act like a big deal. I was reading an article in InStyle magazine, and she says, "They tease me mercilessly if I even hint at being overworked or stressed. They're like, 'Oh, yeah, honey, it's so sad that you have to get on a plane and go do whatever.' It's all in good fun," but they're right. And she says, "I'm very lucky. I am very privileged. It's so much, but it's still so bizarre." One thing that Anya can't do anymore now that she's famous is cry on airplanes. She said, there was a time when she said, "I used to hysterically sob on planes as sort of a form of therapy of leaving jobs behind, but I can't do that anymore without people being concerned for my well-being. Someone will be like, 'Are you okay?'"
Funny.
Yeah, so can't live in that anonymity anymore.
Did you ever watch that show, Jeff?
Yeah, watch it start to finish. Yeah, it was excellent.
It is very good.
Hey, we got to take a break here, though, guys, and let's check the roads. We got...
Well, good news for Bob Odenkirk. He's back to work a little over a month after having a heart attack on the set of Better Call Saul. Posted a picture of himself getting his makeup done. He said, "Back to work. So happy to be here and living this specific life surrounded by such good people." So this is the sixth and final season of Better Call Saul. Supposed to premiere early next year. I watched Breaking Bad, and I never watched one episode of Better Call Saul.
I started it, and it actually, I think, is going to be pretty great if I continue on.
It's been on for a long time. It's doing really well.
Yeah, we just started it in the summertime, and there was stuff going on, and we just
fell off. Back in when it gets cold outside.
Yeah, but there are a couple storylines that sort of weave through that are reminiscent of the other show.
So you probably want to watch Breaking Bad first, then.
Yeah, it'll make more sense. Yeah,
already. By the way, I got to play this for you before we wrap up E! News. Northwest roasted her mom, Kim Kardashian, for talking different.
This is our favorite story of the day, in case you were wondering.
Save the best for last. You know, like, because they're constantly doing influencer videos, and we always like to sort of mimic them a little because of the way they talk. It's like, hey, guys.
I just so happened to get something in the mail for Frey.
Yeah.
And I should tell you about it.
So I'm just going to show you. So here's a clip of how that works.
So I just opened it up, and it has the cutest mini flat iron.
Why do you talk different?
Why do I talk different for what?
When for your videos.
For my videos, I'm the same human being. I don't talk different.
That's not true, Mommy. That's
how do I talk different? Guys, do you think I talk different when I'm talking about contour?
Yeah.
You do too, Penelope? How do I talk? Guys.
Guys! So today I got this moon mask and these moon bronzers. I got this.
Is that what I sound like?
That's
yeah.
So funny.
The best.
God. How old is she now?
She's 8.
How old is North? 8?
Yeah.
That's
I'll
great.
Tell you what, man. Your kids will bust you every time.
Wow, that's great.
Every time. Love it.
There's no way that kid is 8.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's awesome.
Anything else on the E-News front, Jen?
Nope, that's all I got.
All right, we'll have more for it coming up after 7 o'clock. In the meantime, straight ahead, we got 3 headlines for you. 2 of those headlines are fake. 1 headline is real. Guess the real headline, a win.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show Podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport / fly healthy.